message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for your effort and your investment in our life. We pray that God will bless you for this that you have done in our life in the name of Jesus. Tonight, we are praising God. And I want to preach for a while, you know, using the topic, settle it with praise. Tell your friends, say, settle it with praise. Again, say, settle it with praise. You know, we are here for supernatural breakthrough. All right, so we want to settle it. The Bible encourages us to come into His presence with praise. So one of us, settle with praise before we launch into the prayer fully. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, the Bible says, but the God, somebody say God. I cannot hear you, say God. Say, but the God of all grace, who had called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you were suffer a while, somebody say a while, make you perfect, stable, strengthen, said to you, somebody say amen. Now, what the Bible is saying is here is this. He said that is God in heaven, and this God is full of all grace. Be great for finances, He has it. Be grace for progress, He has it. Grace for breakthrough, He has it. Grace for ruining, He has it. Grace for kinging is on His hand. He's a God of all grace. You want to progress in life, God has this grace. You want to make changes in life, you need grace. You want to, you know, function in a higher capacity of authority or leadership or higher capacity of position, God has a grace. The Bible says all grace is in His hand. He has this grace. Say, God has grace. And Bible says He also called us unto eternal glory, a life of beauty, a life of dignity, a life of success, a life of unending breakthrough. Say, God, call us unto eternal glory. He has no end. You know, say, after that you will suffer a while. You see that grace is all. Now, calling us into glory is eternal. But suffering, the Bible says, a while. Praise the Lord. Bible says, a while. You see, people lock themselves when they find themselves in a web of suffering. They lock up themselves in that web. They lock up themselves in that cage. And then somebody say, oh, but they want to come out. Actually, they want to come out, but they are not ready to come out. Ask me why. Why? Because they are there complaining. Instead of engaging in praise, they are complaining. They are murmuring. And I have discovered in life that all the complaint and frowning of men is centered around the material things that they feel that they should have but do not have. All the complaints and frowning of men is centered around material things. Oh, by now I also own a car. Oh, I have no car. By now, how to have built my house? I have no house. By now, how to have completed my study? If not because of this stupid nature. By now, how to have gotten admission? If not because of this and that. By now, I also have finished my study. If not that my father died. Well, all the complaints centered around material things. Forgetting that there is God who is full of all graces. Grace. Are there people who lost their parents and still go to school and came out? Yes. Who says that you will not do the same? If only you know God, who is full of all grace. God, who is full of all grace, who is ready to make the grace abound toward you. Men, see, for as long as men continue to complain, they remain in their stagnation forever. Because, you see, in heaven, complaining is pressing a wrong code. When if you mistakenly, you know, take off a phone of another and you want to access it, and the person uses probably a pattern or password to lock the phone, and then you are pressing the wrong code, to be seeing a red button telling you that this is, after a while it will lock. after you pray for numbers of time, you know that is the life of people. They have been pressing wrong code to heaven, sending wrong signal to heaven. After a while, the heaven closed, boom, denied access. But there is a universal access that permanently opens heaven with his praise. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the situation that our father Abraham found himself. I mean, he has all the physical things, the possessions you can mention, but there is only one thing that he has not, which is the child of a promise. I don't know that God, what God has promised for you. I don't know that which you desire to have. I don't know what your heart is yearning for. But Abraham found himself in this, and then you see, he tried alternative. He got a child, but there was a prophecy that came and said, this is not a child. And then in Genesis chapter 15, in verse 1, the Bible says, after all this, what are the all this? You know, many things happened in verse 14. He fought war, and after the war, he began to think. Oh, what is going to happen? Then we go read from verse 2 downward, you will see those things. The Bible says, after all this. Now, go back to verse 1. And after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham. I am thy seed and thy exceeding great reward. Somebody say amen to that. You know what God is saying? God is saying, look beyond your present situations. Look beyond what you do not have. He said, I am thy seed and your exceeding great reward. I am the one you inherit. God, the creator of the universe, is your heritage. Not the physical thing you don't have. Not the things you have been praying for and hasn't come. Those things, the Bible says, they are meant for you. Say, if your heavenly father know how to give good things to their children, how much more God? He says, seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And after whatever all these things that the Gentiles are running after, say, they will be following you. God, who created the heaven, who seated in heaven and made the head, is supposed to say that I am your exceeding reward. Praise the Lord. Say, I am your exceeding reward. I'm the one. You see, imagine you have, I don't know whether you want a car or whatever, and then you own the owners of the company. You own the owner of the company. So it will be barbaric to now complain that I don't have this particular car that I want to have. Because you already have the person that you can tell, okay, yeah, give me one. Or produce a special one for me. Somebody is getting to that level in the name of Jesus. So don't get yourself complaining. Instead of complaining, praise God. And that is why I said, settle it with praise. David understood this very well. And in Psalm 35, verse 27, the Bible says, can we have it on the screen? Psalm 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous call. Yea, let them continually say, let the Lord be magnified. Say, let them continually. Let them, not one time, continually. You want to drink? Say, Father, be magnified. I magnify you. You want to eat your food? Lord, I give you all the praise. You are going to your work? Lord, I give you praise. Even if you're on a bike, you say, Lord, I give you praise. You finish the work for the day, Lord, I give you glory. Things work out the way you plan it. Father, I praise you for this. If he doesn't know, you know the best for me. I give you praise. Praise the Lord. God is to be praised. He is the one that we should praise. The Bible encourages us to praise him continually. That is a song. Praise him. Hallelujah, amen. Do you know it? Praise him. Hallelujah, amen. Praise the Lord, the Lion of Judah. Praise the Lord. Can I hear you? Praise Jehovah. Hallelujah, amen. See, instead of going about the day complaining, you go all and all giving God praise. You are giving God praise. So before you knock the door open for you. Why? Because you engage in praise. The Bible says God dwells in the praise of his people. A praiser is God's carrier. doors open for a praiser. God. You see, we need, as a Christian, to be conscious of who God is and who we carry. God is, as person that carry God is an insult to be weighed down by the spirit of oppression. Don't ever find yourself in a depressed state. If you sense any depressing thought, switch into praise. You can't stand it. Praise the Lord. I say you can't stand it. Why? Because God is in you. God answers to praise. Before God answers to prayer, I believe He answers to praise. Why? Because that is His delight. The Bible says He's looking for those that will worship Him in truth and in spirit. What can God not do? You got time and season in your hand. You call for night out of darkness. Oh God, you need a man, God. You have chosen to call me. Praise. Imagine you praise like this every day. Like the Bible says that we should continually say, let the Lord be magnified. Number one virtues of praise is supernatural intervention. Supernatural intervention. We know this story. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 13 to 14, when nations rose up against Israel, one will fight them, kings, mighty men, mighty kings, mighty nations, with great weapon, gather to fight just one nation. And the Bible made us understand that Jehoshaphat, God inspired him, and he gathered, if you read from verse 13 to 14, let's start from verse 13. Verse 13. But Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come about behind them. So they were before Judah, and the ambushment was behind them. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind. Can you see? There was a battle before and behind. So they were in the middle, and they cried unto God, and the priests sounded with a trumpet. Do you know that from Christians, the only time they cry is when calamity, the only time they shout is when calamity before them. When they hear evil things, that is when they will shout, hey, Egbanwo. But you see, a weak Christian complains. An immature Christian switches straight to warfare prayer. But a mature Christian knows what to do. He goes into praise. He goes into praise. If you need intervention in any areas of your life, what you need, brother and sister, is not a phone call. What you need is heaven call in praise. When you praise God, He intervenes on our behalf. Number two virtues is divine preservation. Supernatural preservation. You know that scripture in Malachi chapter 2. And verse 2, the Bible was talking about the prince who do not lay to her to praise him. And we know the cause. But for us who are smart, when we praise him, God blesses us. He preserved us. Every blessing we have, he preserved. every income we make is spiritual. We don't spend it on the sickness. We don't spend it in hospital or in the police stations or anywhere. God preserves everything that belongs to us when we praise Him. Also, number three virtues of praise is supernatural favor. Supernatural favor. Forever, O Lord, Your word is settled in heaven. It is settled forever. Yeah. O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. It is settled. You've done for me what no one else can do. Imelah,
Jehovah Melah.
Acts chapter 2 from verse 46 to 47, the Bible was talking about the disciple in verse 46. The Bible says, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness, not with complaining, not with mourning, not with grumbling, not with frowning, but with gladness and singleness of heart. And what is the result? Verse 47, praising God and having favor with the people, and the Lord added to the church daily, such as to be saved. Somebody say amen. If you want favor of God and favor of men, it is not letter to write, it is praise to give to him that have the heart of a king in his hand. So praise guarantees your favor. Before you praise man, praise God. Favor. If you need favor, we need to praise him. And lastly, please, let's open to Matthew chapter 14. I love this scripture. I'd like us to read it. Matthew chapter 14. We are reading from verse 6 to 7. Verse 6 to 7. Matthew chapter 14. But when Herod Belde was kept, we know this story very well, that at this time, John the Baptist has been arrested and put in a cell. And one day, this guy, Herod, was to celebrate his birthday. And the Bible said that on that particular day, when he was celebrating his birthday, the daughter of Herodian danced before them. And the dance of that lady pleased Herod, verse 7. Whereunto he promised with an oath to give her whatever she will have. Now, this is a wicked king who was moved with praise. And that he swore an oath that I will give you anything you desire. So if a wicked king can respond to praise, then our good God also respond to praise, and we respond to your praise tonight in the name of Jesus. And lastly, number four is supernatural lifting. Supernatural lifting. When we praise God, God lifts us. He lifts us. And we saw that in Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 18 to 19. You can just write it and read it. You don't need to bribe. If you know how to praise God, that is the one that will lift you, because promotion does not come from the north, from the west, south, or east. It comes from above. God is the one that lifts a man. If God do not lift a man, if the man bribe him way to the top, he's coming down. But when God lifts a man, no matter the opposition, he's going there and will remain there. I see God lifting you tonight in the name of Jesus. I see God lifting you tonight in the name of Jesus. Praise God like never before. Because you see, whatever it is that you trust God to do and you haven't seen, you are going to receive it tonight in your praise. Can I hear you believing? Amen.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788 0278, or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.